Dan Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. All right. And
so he was running the store then.
Because it's getting close to the depression, and of course there wasn't very much money around, so eventually he left. But he did make a big improvement. I'll tell you, the highlight of our time, of his time there, he organised a bachelor's ball. And it was the ball of the century. It was unlike it. And we've all got photos of him somewhere. And we had the most wonderful night. And we organised his bachelor's ball.
Did they used to hold it in the...
At the Victoria Hotel.
At the hotel,
the dining room.
Yes.
That's where we had it. And it was wonderful.
So everyone would have new dresses and you'd have to smart yourselves
up. Well, I used to make all my own ball frocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd come to Perth on a holiday. We only came a couple of times, but we'd always come down sort of after Christmas when the sales were on. And of course you'd pick up remnants for next to nothing. And this is what I used to do. If we just all I would have was a few pounds. And I'd buy dress links and I'd make up. And so when it comes to the race meeting, which was about August, we'd so madly then for a week in Roebourne for the races. Ball frocks and everyday frocks. And I used to make such pretty frocks.